Victor Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Ray Noble is orchestra and chorus. Ernest Newton, Anita Ellis, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and Charlie's very special guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Madame Curie, Greer Garson.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bésame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you. Never knew this thrill before. Who ever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering, it's you I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be. And make all my dreams come true.
I love life, da da da. I love life, anyone will come.
Well, well, you seem to be awfully happy today, Charlie.
Yes, yes, I am. But no more than befits a man of my wealth.
Oh, I see. So now it's wealth?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's fine.
Yes, Bergen, fortune has smiled upon me.
Well?
I've got a drawing room on the gravy train.
Oh, well. Well, I'm afraid I don't quite understand this.
Well, you will when you read this letter. It explains everything.
I see. Oh, yes. Why, it's from a model agency.
That's right.
Master McCarthy.
That's me.
Yeah. We saw you recently on a radio program with some character whose name escapes us. Oh, yes.
That's you, Bergen.
Yeah. We were greatly impressed with your appearance and physique, and we would like to offer you a lucrative position as a photographer's model. Well, Charlie, that sounds all right.
But certainly. And their agent is going to call on me today.
Well, think of it.
You, a photographer's model. Isn't it ridiculous? You know, somehow I've just never thought of myself as being handsome.
No.
Well, perhaps good-looking, yes. But not handsome.
No, I see.
No.
You posing for pictures.
Yes, that's right. I suppose I'll have to cross my knees, won't I?
Oh, yes.
I'll have to give them leg art.
Oh, yes.
See, I hope my vaccination won't show.
Oh. Well, this is all very exciting, Charlie. Why, you may be on your way to fame and to fortune.
Well, certainly.
Yes.
Sure. Soon I'll have a big car with two footmen.
Oh, is that so? Two footmen.
Mm-hmm. One for each foot, yes.
Well, Charlie, I want you to know, no matter how high you go or how much money you make,
yeah,
I'll be right there beside you.
Oh. You're going to horn in on this too, huh?
Well, surely, Charlie, you wouldn't think of leaving me, would you?
Well, No, I guess I wouldn't.
No.
It just wouldn't be fair.
No.
Me lying there on a bearskin rug in a studio under those warm lights.
Yes.
And you sleeping on a cold bench in the park.
Oh, I see.
Say, what's all this talk about bearskin rugs?
Oh, well, haven't you heard, Ray? Why, they want Charlie to be a photographer's model.
You, Charlie, a model?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, it isn't so ridiculous, no. I'm the kid with the kissable kisser.
I say, how frightfully jolly. What do you think they'll want you to pose for?
Oh, most likely those strongman ads, you know. I'll probably be Atlas holding up the world.
Small world, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you fool, you.
Yeah. Oh, this is on the level, Ray.
Oh, I can't believe
it. No, it is. It's a definite offer.
Oh, I say, that's wonderful. Yeah. You know, Charlie, I've heard that some models make as much as $50 a day.
$50 a day?
$50 a day.
Ooh, geez, see, but that's almost $100 a week, isn't it?
$100 a week.
$100 a week, or counting Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, there's one important thing you have to consider. If you take this job, Charlie...
Yes?
Why, you'll have to give up school.
Yeah. Yeah, well, why not?
Yes.
It's getting better all the time, isn't it? Come in.
Pardon me, but I'm looking for Mr. McCarthy.
Well, who are you, Dribble Puss?
Well, I'm a representative of the Hocus Pocus Model Agency.
Oh, Hocus Pocus. Which one are you, Hocus or Focus?
Neither one. I'm Crocus.
Holy smokus. Some lousy jokers are.
Just a minute, Mr. Crocus. I'm sort of interested in Charlie's welfare.
Especially since there's money in it now.
I'd like to know something about your agency. Are you a reputable photographer?
Am I? Yeah. Well, I'll have you know I studied photography for years at Focus College.
Really? How long have you been out of focus?
2 years next to Socus. Well, enough of this. Now, let me see, Mr. McCarthy. What is your height?
4 feet 2.
Weight?
80 pounds.
Chest?
24.
Neck?
Every time I get a chance, yeah.
All right. It so happens, Mr. Crocus, that I just say this for what it's worth, that I have had some experience in modeling myself. When I was young, I posed for a lot of advertisements.
Oh, cut it out, Bergen. Well, they don't make those celluloid collars anymore. Oh.
Now, about these pictures, Mr. Crocus, I insist that Charlie be presented right, you understand?
Yeah.
Will I be wearing evening clothes, you know?
Evening clothes?
Yeah.
Well, you might call them evening clothes.
You might. Well, either you do or you don't. What are they?
Cuddle-up sleepers for cuddly kitties.
Oh, no. You mean those things, those 90s with sewed-up feet in them?
And don't forget the patented two-button trap door.
Oh. Why, you lens lizard, you outclip you, so help me, I'll mow you down. Kitty pictures.
Oh, all right. What's the matter, Charlie?
Pick me up and burp me, Bergen. I want to look my best, you know, when Greg Garson gets here.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. I suppose you're looking forward to shaking hands with Miss Garson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking farther forward than that.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Hello,
Edgar. Well, Miss Garson...
Hello, Charlie. Ah, dear. The radar of my heart detected your approach hours before you arrived.
Oh,
come, Charlie. How could that overworked little ticker of yours distinguish between me and any other girl?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know.
I guess you must be an infrared head. Well, Charlie, if you're so devoted, why is it you never telephone nowadays?
Well, I'll tell you, dear, I'm a little shy.
Charlie McCarthy, shy?
Uh-huh, yeah. Shy a nickel.
Charlie, you know, I'm very fond of you, really, I am. Our friendship has meant so much to me. Nothing has ever come between us.
Well, that's nice of you, dear. Awfully nice. Success hasn't changed you a bit.
You're just the same now as before you discovered radium.
Charlie.
Yes. Hey, you remember how you used to come over to my house and climb the apple tree?
Yeah.
And then we'd sit in the garden eating apples and talking about our future. You don't come around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have apples anymore.
Now, remember, Charlie, we swore no matter what happened that we'd always be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, those were good old days.
They were.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it was about
2 months.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. Time flies, doesn't it?
Remember how I used to say goodbye to you at the garden gate?
Yeah.
Then I'd coast down that steep hill on my bicycle with your coattails flapping in the breeze. You rascal, you. Oh, you used to ride without touching a handbar.
Yeah, yeah.
You did.
I lost more darn teeth that way.
Charlie, why can't it always be like that?
Oh, dear. Let's be fair with each other. Now, we must face it, you're making more money than I am.
Oh, Charlie, I'm not.
Oh, you do.
No, indeed. Anyhow, I don't care about money.
Oh. You're just being nice, that's
no,
all.
No, I'm not. Really, I'm not. Have you ever thought of taking me out?
No, I haven't.
I think it'll work,
yeah?
Mm-hmm. Might have possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Dear?
Yes, Charlie?
I have. And it does.
how about tonight?
Well, you won't like where I'm going.
Yes, I will. Where are you going?
I'm going slumming.
Oh, yeah.
I know a little out-of-the-way place, you know.
Yeah.
With burning candles and scorched hamburgers.
Oh, that sounds just heavenly. Yeah. Do they have music?
Yeah, sure. They got a hillbilly band. Zeke Mannheimer and his kosher jugheads. You'll love it. It's fun.
It's a
beat. Mm.
Let's go.
Okay. A slumming we will go. I'll get a cab.
There's one standing at the curb.
Oh, yeah. Taxi. Oh, taxi.
Yowza, boss.
Are you free?
Is that free? Man, did you never hear of Lincoln?
Hop in, Greer, hop in.
Ah, here we are. This is the place.
There's the sign, see it? Sandy McPherson's Highland Grotto.
Oh, he's Scottish.
Yes.
Say, maybe we can get better service if we pretend that we're Scottish, too.
Yeah, Scotch. Can you make with the Scotch, lassie?
Well, I can, laddie. I'm a no direct descendant of the Clan MacGregor.
No, did you now? Now, in are you now?
Aye, Charlie. And didn't I spend all my holidays in Ochtermuchty, my Heeland?
Yeah.
Well, I did. Reading Robbie Burns and tossing the haggis, weighs me the blithered mithers wither.
I say, I didn't quite get you. Would you mind? All right.
It would be a pleasure.
Yeah, well, don't do it.
McCarthy, tell me now, what was that horrible wailing at your house last night? Were you trying to squeeze a tune out of your bagpipes?
No, I was trying to squeeze a little money out of Bergen.
Excuse me, Bundy.
What do you want?
Could you help a poor fellow whose wife is out of work, huh? Well, miss, could you spare me bus fare to get home, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. The smallest I have is a $5 bill.
Oh. Well, that's all right. I'll take a taxi. Mercy, dozy.
Come on, dear. Let's go in this joint here.
Look, is that Ray Noble playing a piano?
Well, so it is. Ray, what are you doing in a joint like this playing a piano?
Money, old chap. I work for Bergen, too.
Say no more.
Ray, that's a remarkable piano you have there.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, that's a real antique.
Spin it?
Oh, dear, no. I can't even lift the blooming thing.
Charlie, I wonder when are we going to get some service?
I'll take care of that, dear. Waitress.
Yeah, what is it, big boy?
Now, see here, young lady. Are you going to wait on us or aren't you?
No, I aren't.
Well, it's nice to know those things.
please, miss, we'd like something nice to eat. What would you suggest?
The joint across the street.
Don't be so smart. I'll have you know this is Greer Garson.
Oh, yeah? And I'm Cecil B. Schlemiel.
Yeah. You wouldn't know Greer Garson if you saw her.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
I certainly would. I've seen her in that Russian picture, Mrs. Menevich.
Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't Madame Curious?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's the one. She's a funny-looking dame, ain't she?
You said it, dearie. That's Gorgeous Moida.
Yeah. Say, tell me, kiddo, what are you, a lady welder?
Certainly not. She's a riveter. Right?
Yeah. All day long I meet with the...
look who's coming in here. Again.
What? Why?
Why, Charlie and Greer, what are you folks doing here?
We're slumming.
Yeah.
But, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm slumming, too. Yes, I've never been in here before in my life.
Hiya, Bergie.
I expect she's just slumming, too.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, what'll be the night sport? The usual thing?
Why, what do you have on the menu?
Hash again, Curly.
Oh. Is it the way I like it?
What'd you say?
I say, is it the way I like it?
Yeah. Cheap.
Yeah.
Edgar, won't you join our party? I know some other quaint places.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, come on, let's go, huh?
Hey, buddy boy. Could you help a poor man whose wife is out of work, huh?
Say, are you still here?
Hey, watch it, dear. Watch it.
Oh, well, believe it or not, lady, I'm waiting for a sad car.
Who are you? What do you do?
I'm a shipbuilder.
Oh, I see. An iron worker?
Oh, no. I build little ships in empty bottles.
Oh, I see.
Have you built many ships?
No, but I've emptied plenty of bottles. There's a dozy-dozy, don't you?
Oh, well.
Edgar, look at that odd-looking person carrying a sandwich sign.
Hello, folks.
Mortimer Snurf.
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Yes. What are you carrying those advertising signs on you for?
Oh, 50 cents a day. Oh, 50 cents.
Well, sandwich board, man.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Oh, shut up.
Well, so you make 50 cents a day?
Yep. I used to advertise ice cream on the front sign, yeah.
Oh, on the front sign?
Yeah.
Ice cream?
Yeah. I gave it up, though.
I see. You gave it up?
Yeah.
Why did you give it up?
Well, I can't stand anything cold on my stomach. Oh.
Edgar, what an interesting character. Do you introduce me?
Why, certainly. I want to introduce you. I want to...
Oh, yeah.
Greer Garson, Mortimer Snerd. Mortimer Snerd, Greer Garson.
Well, one at a time, please.
Who did you see? Greer Garson. Greer Garson, yes. You know.
Well, the face has a familiar ring.
Why, of course, it's Greer Garson. She played Madame Curie.
Really?
Yes.
Who won?
No. No, Mortimer, you saw her in the picture, remember?
Oh, you.
Mortimer, didn't you, did you like me at all in the picture?
Yeah, I liked you. No, of course. Yeah, now I know who you were, sure. I like you much. I think you're much prettier, too, without your beard on, you know?
No.
So you're a sandwich sign man now. Yeah. Well, what do you do?
Oh, I walk.
That's you, what? You walk?
Yeah, walk, yeah. Well, that's the stuff you do with your feet, you know, walk. Well, where do you walk? Oh, up and down, forth and back, and fro and to.
Well, Mortimer, why don't you try walking around the block?
Around the block? Gosh, no. How would I ever get back? Oh, no.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Oh, I've been saving up for years.